Well, he's marring my concentration. It's too loud.
Did you call me, Dad?
No, I was telling Elroy the TV is too loud.
What?
The TV is too loud.
What loud?
Not proud. Loud. Oh, forget it.
Elroy, why did you turn the TV down? I can't hear Dad.
Oh, boy.
Watch this, Dad. Roger is going to fight the monsters.
Aha! Monsters approaching! More monsters! I'll take them out with my pulsar ray gun!
Too much violence!
Yeah, too much violence!
I got an idea, Roy. How about reading a book with me?
Can you hold it, Dad? Roger Mars is chasing an enemy of the Empire.
Enemy of the Empire? What Empire? There's nothing like a good book, I always say.
You do? When?
Well, I always say it. But the television is so loud, no one can hear me.
Sorry, Dad.
I want you to see this, Elroy. It's called Great Heroes of the West. These men were heroes, fearless pioneers. Men like Judd Blackstone, who went west with only a shovel to work the land. He was so poor, he had to borrow some dirt from a neighbor. You know why he did that?
Oh, nothing good on TV?
That's just it. They didn't have TV.
No TV?
He did it because he had courage. Do you know what courage means, Elroy?
Sure, Dad. Roger Mars has courage.
Courage? He's not even a real spy. He's an actor with a strong overbite. Elroy, do you even know what he's fighting about?
Search me.
He's not fighting about anything. You see this? This was your great-great-great-grandfather, Big George Jetwest. He fought one of the most famous duels ever against a man named Bad Bart, the fastest gun in the West.
What did they fight about, Dad?
Well, Bad Bart wore a black hat, and Big George wore a white hat. So they had to fight. That was the code of the West.
Did he win?
Of course he did. Good guys always win. Well, Elroy, I hope you've learned something.
Yeah, Dad. Be a good guy, and you can't lose. Oh, yeah, yeah. You gotta wear a white hat.
Sheesh.
Gotcha, Astro. Roger Mars, secret agent, strikes again.
Jane!
What happened to your newspaper, dear?
Ask the secret agent to my left.
Gee, Mom. I guess I disintegrated it.
Elroy, I thought I told you not to play with your paper disintegrator toy while your father's eating.
We were playing Space Spy. I'm sorry, Mom.
Reroo!
Why doesn't he do it when I'm paying the bills?
Don't worry. I'll have Rosie punch in another paper, George.
This space stuff has gone too far. We're going away for a couple of days, away from Roger Mars. I want my son to see some real heroes.
We going to a spaceball game, Dad?
No. I got some vacation time coming, and I'm going to show my family the old West. Just like great-great-great-grandpa George Jetwest saw it.
That old stuff.
A family outing. Wonderful. I better tell Judy. She has a big date this weekend.
I'll tell her.
What's this, Judy?
Oh, Boffo, you're so wonderful.
I know.
Judy, I want to talk to you.
Daddy, I'm on the phone. Oh, Dad, this is Boffo Crushstar, quarterback of the Orbit High football team.
Hi, Mr. Jetson.
Delighted. You're going on vacation.
I can't. I've got a date with Boffo.
Get packing, Judy.
Boffo, I'll have to call you right back.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just go tackle something.
Tackle something? Isn't he dreamy? Daddy, why do I have to go?
As head of this household, I've decided that everybody's going. The whole family.
Even Astro, Dad?
Yeah. Even Astro. Down, boy, down. Okay. I'm sorry. Everybody, into the fast change quickie costume machine. Ready? Okay. Let's go. Partners? Bluff's Point. We'll stop there first. That was where the famous duel between great-great-great-granddad Jet West and Bad Bart took place. They met at sundown in the middle of the street, face to face, jaw to jaw. George Jet West against the fastest gun in the West. They were supposed to draw on the third sound from the church bell. It rang once, and everybody cleared the street. It rang again, and the men grabbed for their guns. It rang a third time, and they... Oh, no, a space cop. What did I do? What? Anything wrong, officer?
Oh, so that's it.
What's it? What?
I saw blinking lights, and I thought it might be some kind of distress signal.
Blinking lights?
Sorry, sir, it's the altitude. My electrons rush to my head.
Yeah, we gotta take her in for a recharge.
Okay, you can go now. Watch out for Bad Bart Blaster.
You mean the...
Yeah, great-great-great-grandson of the original Bad Bart. He's been causing some trouble around here, so be careful.
Wow, this is exciting. The Wild West still ain't gone.
Oh, let's let it live. Maybe we should go back, dear.
Now, Jane, would Big George Jet West have gone back?
If he were my husband, he would have, and right now.
Look at that. Bluff's Point is dead ahead.
Look, Astro, the Space Cadets Training Center. Rockets, shuttles, wow!
This is great, Dad.
Wait a minute. This is supposed to be a ghost town, not a space city.
George, this was so clever, making us think we were going to some horrible western town and then bringing us here. Where's the hotel? It's lunchtime.
But we are going to some horrible western town. I mean, we're going to the Old West. At least we're supposed to be going to the Old West.
Look, Dad, I'm a galaxy astronaut.
And I'm a monkey's uncle. Where's the saloon? Where's the sheriff's office?
And you're a space cadet. How thrilling.
Watch this.
Oh, Mr. Apollo, you're so wonderful.
I know.
Dad, there's someone I want you to meet. This is Neil Apollo.
Hi, Mr. Jetson. Want to see me achieve total weightlessness?
Yes.
It isn't difficult, really. You just...
We're getting out of here. Let's go, Elroy.
Gosh. Come on, Dad.
I don't understand it, Jane. That doesn't look like an old ghost town.
Hey, Judy, you want to see me achieve total weightlessness?
Wasn't he just spacey? I could have stayed there forever. What about Bopo Krishnar? Bopo who?
Well, just go somewhere else. Bluff's Point wasn't the only town in the West. I'll just find another place to land.
I told you not to spacewalk while your father's flying.
Sorry, Mom.
I've got it.
What?
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 It's Two Forks next.
Wonderful. I'm starved. We'll need two more knives and spoons, too.
No, not Two Forks. Two Forks, an old cattle town. Did I ever tell you about the time my great-great-great-granddad George Jet West got a posse?
Yes.
Oh.
Dad, how about lunch? Astro looks kind of hungry.
He's always hungry.
I'm hungry, too, George. Maybe we should stop for a while.
Sorry, Jane, we're burning daylight.
Burning daylight?
That's Western talk.
Oh, that's nice, dear.
Yippee!
What is it, dear?
Look up ahead. Eureka! The old West at last. Put the coffee on the fire, Rosie, and put some beans on the burner.
Beans, Rosie?
What Western talk, boy?
Now, this has got to be the real old West.
Cut! Cut, 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 are these people?
They must be extras, CB.
Are there extras in this scene?
No, CB.
Where are we?
You are on my Zet. My closed Zet.
Closed set of what? And who are you?
Who am I? Who am I?
That's not fair. I asked you first.
What are you doing here?
I'm looking for Two Forks. What happened to it?
This is Two Forks. Two Forks Studio. Who's your agent, kiddo?
Agent? I just want to see some cowboys.
You must be on the Western picture. That's set 33.
Thanks. What happened to the West? Everything's modern now. Maybe there never was a West. Maybe everything was always East.
What's the trouble, boy?
Huh? Hey, you're...
Roger Mars.
You're the big TV star.
I know.
What are you doing here?
I work here. I saw you were looking rather down at the mouth and thought you might need some help. Hop in. Maybe I can cheer you up.
Well, okay, but you wouldn't understand.
What's wrong? Bad director?
No.
Bad script?
No, it's my kid.
Child actors. You can't work with them. I know. Scene stealers.
I don't think you know what I mean. He's my son.
Even worse. Never work with family, old chum. They'll upstage you every time.
I don't believe this.
So that's the problem.
Yeah, I wanted Elroy to learn a few historical things.
He might still. All you want is to show him what the Old West was like, right?
Right.
Well, what if you did show him? I could play this bad bot chap, and you be the good guy.
You mean play acting?
Why not? Some disguises, some blanks in the guns. We could put on a jolly good show.
Where?
There's an old ghost town set on the back lot.
Set 33?
Right. I'll get ready and wait for you in the saloon.
Gee, thanks.
Be there with your family in 5 minutes.
You wouldn't believe who I just saw.
Roger Mars?
Yeah, huh? No, a bad Bart Blesser.
Oh, that stuff again.
Come on, Daddy, please.
I'm telling you, I was walking along, not bothering anyone, when, boom, he challenges me to a duel.
I want to meet this bad Bart.
I don't know if you should, honey. It may not be safe for women and children. Bad Bart Blaster is a dangerous man.
Look, George, is he such a bad guy? Let's just leave.
Jane, I'm trying to teach our son something.
What? How to be silly? The two of you grown men, it's just juvenile. Rosie, do something. Thank you, Rosie.
I'm going in there to face up to Bad Bart.
Maybe you shouldn't, Dad.
It's time you learned about family honor, Elroy. Hey, take it easy, pal.
That you, Jetson?
Yep.
You're the great, great, great.
Save your breath. I'm him. So what?
I got an old score to settle with you for the honor of the bad Barts. Those cards were marked.
They weren't.
They were. Bad Bart never lost with a fair deck.
And George Jet West never marked his cards.
Dad, he's got a G-U-N.
Quiet down, kid. I ain't ignorant. I can S-P-E, I know what I got. Just be outside in the middle of the street, Jetson. Just like they did it. I'll give you 1 hour.
Why wait? Unless you're chicken.
Dad, ick stay on the ickin' chain.
Let's make it now.
George, please.
Hear that, Jetson? That's your widow talking.
This Mars guy is terrific.
Come on, Bark.
See you in an hour, Bad Bart.
George, what's wrong with you? He's a killer.
I can't let that stop me.
Mr. J, I've entered all the relevant data into my computer bank to calibrate your chances in the duel.
How do they look, Rosie?
Not rosy at all, Mr. J.
You don't have to do this, Dad. We learned what you wanted to teach us.
Son, sometimes a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do.
Gee, you're the greatest, Dad.
I can't believe how well it's going. A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. I should have won 3 Space Oscar Awards. What are you doing here?
Oh, thanks, old boy.
Roger, you were terrific back there. Do you think I was convincing?
What are you saying, Jetson? I've been tied up the entire time.
But you're supposed to be zapping me in 3 minutes.
2 minutes, Jetson!
2 minutes, you see?
That is not moi.
Oh, well, then who'll be shooting at me, a stuntman?
Jetson, that's Bad Bob Blaster down there. He tied me up and took my place. He knows who you are.
You mean the Bad Bob Blaster?
Yes, he's out for revenge. He'll be shooting at you.
Let's go, Jetson. It's shootout time.
I'm a dead man. Dead, I tell you.
Easy, Jetson. Don't worry. There's always a bright side.
Bright side? Can you think of one?
Brace up, old man. The show must go on.
It must?
Yes. Go out there and break a leg. Your family's waiting, Jetson.
Yeah. I'll do it for my family. For Elroy, for Judy, and for Jane. And I'll do it for George Jetwest.
That's the stuff. Curtain up. Entrance.
Last the showdown.
And I call him a chicken. Oh, boy.
Bark! Bark!
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Bark! Is that you? Rastro?
Uh-huh, it's me.
Wrong kind of sea. Bark! It's my cousin, Bark. Hey, your mutt talks like my mutt.
Bark!
No, I said mutt. I'm waiting for you to draw, Jetson.
Draw?
I'm not a rat.
Yeah, he's not a rat.
I give up.
George, you were wonderful. You too, Astro.
I say, smash it. And what's your name?
Judy. And you're Roger Mars.
Ah, you know me. Watch this, Judy.
Oh, Mr. Mars, you're so wonderful.
I know.
Gee, Mr. Mars, I watch your show all the time. You're my favorite here, movie star. But you are my hero, Dad.
You're learning, Elroy. You're learning.
And you're my hero, too.
Thanks. Oh, and what's this? Oh, ow! Oh, ow! Look, Judy, here's a picture of Roger Mars.
Oh, isn't it smashing?
Yeah, and he's a nice guy, too.
Gotcha, Astro.
Elroy! Why don't you go watch a good spy show on TV?
Spies? Oh, that's old news, Dad. High Moon is playing at the Star Theater. May I go, Mom?
All right, but when will you be back, dear?
About sundown, Mom.
Right, partner.
Jane, I've created a monster.
No, George. You've created another Jetwest.
Adios, Mom. Dad, we're going off into the sunset.
Yippee!
Ready?